In our first reading today, we have that wonderful story of Jonah the prophet. Jonah, the reluctant prophet. Jonah was there in Israel, and according to the story, of course, Israel was at war and was very much oppressed by the people of Nineveh, which was a much more powerful city at the time. And so Jonah gets this message to go and to preach to the Ninevites that they might repent and that God might pardon them and that they would no longer be oppressive to the Israelites. Well, Jonah knows that's a hard thing, and he doesn't want the Ninevites to convert anyway. And so God asked him to go east to Nineveh. Instead, he gets on a boat and goes west towards Spain. And in the midst of his journey, there's this great storm that comes about. And of course, when there was storms at sea, everybody was wondering, why is God sending this storm to us? And so Jonah finally admits that God's mad at him. So of course, they throw him overboard. And then the fish comes and picks Jonah up and takes him back to the shore where Nineveh is at and spews him up on the shore. And Jonah says, okay, I gotta go preach, but I know they're not gonna convert. So he goes in, and it's this huge city, and he goes in just one day, and he's preaching, and he tells the people, in 40 days, you're gonna be destroyed unless you convert. And all the people convert. The king even converts. They put on sackcloth, they put on ashes, they convert to the Lord. And Jonah is terribly upset with that, because that isn't what he wanted to happen. And so he goes out and he goes under the broom tree and he sleeps there, and even it dries up on him. He says, Lord, just kill me. Jonah thought he was taking the easy road of getting away from the hard job that God had given him. But God made the job really easier. Jonah chose what he thought was the easy way, but his life became more difficult because he didn't choose forgiveness, he chose vindictiveness. He chose to continue to be at odds. And that's part of the message. Father Viet in his homily today mentioned, he said, you know, there's no saying that if you choose the easy thing, life is going to be hard. If you do the hard thing, life is going to be easy. And there's a lot of truth in that particular thing. And we see the opposite choice in the gospel today, where Peter and James and John and Andrew are all out there fishing. And Jesus comes along and says, leave your boats, leave your livelihood, leave your family, come follow me. What a hard choice that was. What a hard decision that was. But they said yes to it. They chose the hard and found their life much easier, because it was never a life in which they were by themselves, but rather that they were with God. And so that great response that those apostles gave and that how it impacted their life. God does invite us to do some hard things within our life, but he also, again, brings about fulfillment in those hard things. I think of my own life. When I was in my 20s, my friends asked me, they said, how can you do what you're doing? How can you become a priest? How can you give up marriage and family and profession and all those things? How can you do that? That's a hard thing to do. And I said, well, you do that because you fall in love with Christ, you fall in love with the Eucharist, fall in love with the church, and that's what you do. And they said, well, that's too hard. Well, when they were in their 40s, we were visiting one day, and they said, how'd you get off so easy? Because they were right in the midst of all those hard times of their profession and trying to provide for their families, and maybe kids getting a little bit, as they got to be teenagers, a little more difficult. They're saying, boy, this is hard. But now those same people, because they persevered in there, they're enjoying their grandkids, they're enjoying their retirement, they're enjoying the success of their fulfillment of their life. And so they chose the hard, but it became easy. And true, certainly that is true within my life. I may have chosen what looked to me to be hard, but it's been so easy. And the ease is because God is there. Even when we face temptation, it seems like it's the easier way to go to submit to sin, that it's so easy. But when we sin, it really leads to a harder life. It leads to guilty conscience. It leads to discontent. It leads to remorse. And it leads to disintegration of relationship with God and others and even ourselves. Whereas when we do the hard thing in the midst of a temptation and we make the right choice, we reject the sin, we embrace the virtue, how much easier our life is. We don't have the hypocrisy, we don't have the pain, we don't have the disintegration, but rather it is better. And so we are continually invited to reflect upon God's call within our life. God's call is there daily for us. God's invitation is to life. I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That way to true life may be hard at first, but it will become easy because the Lord is with us and brings about ultimate fulfillment. If we choose what is easy, our life will become harder, particularly in eternity. If we choose what is hard, our life will become easier, including in eternity. Let us pray.